is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. My guest today, Chuck Fifield, says that personal selling is more than a transaction. It's a cyclical building process. Professor Fifield writes about his findings in the most recent Keller Research Report published by the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University. Professor Fifield, what kinds of habits does an effective sales professional exhibit?
The three most important words in personal selling, in my opinion, highly effective personal selling, are nurture, nurture, nurture. I think in order to accomplish that, I made reference to Stephen Covey's highly successful, highly acclaimed book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, in which he'd prepared basically seven habits that he thought were critically important to become a highly effective person. I simply took those seven habits and rearranged them a little bit, came up with my own seven habits, and they are the following. Habit number one is be proactive and positive. People want to buy from someone that they feel they connect with. It has to be a likability factor that's established. People don't like to buy from people they don't like. Number two is begin with the desired customer relationship in mind. Well, that goes back to this concept of being of helping people buy or selling. See, I begin with the concept I'm on a treasure hunt to help you buy. Whatever it is you need to help you become better equipped to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish or add more value or something. Number three is put first things first. Basically, you need to prioritize your time and you need to maintain a good balance between your productivity time and your life in general, like your family life, your spiritual life. You have to maintain a balance. Number four is think win-win. We no longer in this interdependent world we live in can think win-lose. We've got to be more collaboratively minded. I make reference in class many times to what I call the salesperson's dilemma, and that is, when do I compete and when do I cooperate, collaborate? And it's very important that a transition has to be made. Number five is seek first to understand others, then to be understood. This kind of goes back to Zig Ziglar's comment he's once made about people don't care what you know until they know you care. The important thing is you have to put their interests first, understand their interests, and then, if the situation calls for it, be willing to share your understanding and to your position and your perspective of it, but only after they really indicate a wanting to know about it. The sixth habit is synergize, and a simple formula we use for that is 1 + 1 = 3. For me, synergy is, again, an extension of this thinking win-win and thinking long-term, not simply short-term. And the seventh habit is practice the discipline of continuous improvement. Our biggest constraint to being as successful as we can be is overcoming inertia, which is our own reluctance to change. So I think those, to me, are the seven most important habits.
Thanks. That's good advice. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business, or visit the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.